Paid Peanuts, page 106.
Beth, have you got any more snacks? The crisps are finished.
I'll have a look in the cupboard. Yeah, there's a bag of nuts here.
They've probably been in that cupboard since last Christmas. You'd better check the expiry date.
Thanks, Rach. You're welcome here any time. Actually, they're okay. Still 3 months before they expire.
Great! Have you got a nutcracker too?
Here you are. Is there anything else you need?
Actually, a bowl for the shells would come in handy.
Are you happy now, Lord Muck?
Perfectly. I love nuts, especially hazels and pecans. I'm so glad I'm not allergic to nuts.
Pass the nutcracker, you two. Almonds are my favourite nuts, but they're so hard to crack.
I know. I once broke a nutcracker trying to crack an almond.
I once cracked my head trying to cycle down a flight of steps.
That would explain a lot.
You know, I just thought of something. You can buy all kinds of nuts in shells, but not cashews. I mean, you can buy peanuts, hazels, walnuts, pecans, almonds, even macadamia nuts in shells. But I've never seen a cashew in a shell. Why is that?
Oh, I know the answer to that question. I watched a documentary on the cashew industry on TV last week. The shells of cashews are extremely tough and hard, so they have to be roasted first to make them more brittle and easier to crack.
So what's the problem then? Roast them and ship them to England?
Don't interrupt me. I wasn't finished. There's another problem. The shells of cashews are toxic. They contain poisonous oil that burns the skin. So the shells have to be removed before they sell the nuts.
Wow, that was news. So that's why I've never seen a cashew in a shell. And how do they get the shells off then? By machine?
No, that's the worst part. Cashew nuts are very soft, so machines would smash them to pieces. The roasted nuts are opened by hand in countries where labour is cheap.
What do you mean? Do people shell the cashews by hand?
Yep. There are thousands and thousands of women in India working all day smashing these shells and picking out the little cashew nuts with their bare fingers. The more nuts they shell, the more they get paid.
They probably don't get paid very well either.
Excuse the pun, but they get paid peanuts. They earn about 60 rupees a day, which is about 90p. And most of them work 8 hours without a break because they don't want to lose any time. And some of the factories in India don't even have staff toilets. The workers have to go into the bushes.
But why do people accept these conditions? No lunch break and 90p for a day's work? What can you do with 90p?
Well, in India, you can buy a loaf of bread for 20p. But would you work for 4 loaves of bread a day?
That's so unfair. But why do we pay so much for a bag of cashews if those women only get paid 90p a day?
Good question. Perhaps we should boycott cashews.
But what's the point of boycotting cashews without first finding out about the walnut, hazel and almond industries? Those workers might have lousy conditions too.
Oh, I hope not. I love nuts. Perhaps we should only buy nuts in shells in the future.
Or what about buying fair trade cashews? They cost more, but at least you know the workers are getting a decent wage and have decent working conditions.
One thing is for sure, I won't be able to eat a cashew without feeling guilty after this.
Unless it's a fair trade cashew, of course.
Of course.
Facts about cashews and their shells. In 2000, Sweden imported 65 tonnes of cashews. In 2008, that figure increased to 3,232 tonnes, and it continues to increase. Workers in India are paid about 1.5 Swedish crowns per kilo of shelled cashews. In Sweden, we pay between 99 and 300 Swedish crowns per kilo. The toxic oil in the shells of cashews is used for making wood varnish. The oil burns human skin, causing blisters. It is also very irritating to the mouth and throat if swallowed.